Thank you very much. Thanks for having me here, Guy. We did the L.A. Route with you guys as well. But real interesting, sitting here watching this, I can't believe we're not even a year old, which is amazing. You know, from when we dropped the price to $9.95, we are over 3 million subscribers, and I have some more data this time to share with you guys than we've shared even in the past, now that we own our own movies and how we're using that data to drive people to the theaters and different things. One of the quotes I saw earlier this week, which I thought was interesting, was the CEO of Disney, where he says, Bob Iger says, we don't know who went to see Star Wars. We really don't know who our customer is. That just boggles my mind from being in this stage and not knowing who the customer is. They have no data on them or what it is. And that's where MoviePass, I think, makes a huge difference. Where we are now is, like, I think a lot of you might have seen this before. We talked about it before, how we plan on driving growth is by even owning our own movies, which we acquired a company called Emmett Furlough Oasis Films. They did movies such as Rambo, you know, Lone Survivor, more big Hollywood-type movies. And then we have MoviePass Ventures, which buys more of the independent films. But how do we use the data, really, to drive that? And this is really where a lot of people really didn't know how MoviePass would make money along the way. And to tell you where we are now is, we've known this from day one, we would end up buying actual movies and driving subscribers to the theater. So with our data, just to give you some rough numbers, and some of these numbers are not even out there yet, but we'll get them out there. For instance, anybody here see American Animals, which was an independent film owned by us? Okay, so did great, 83% in the Rotten Tomatoes, et cetera. Opening weekend, where we own this movie, it was just laid out to like four or five screens. We were 83% of the box office, MoviePass was. And then as we rolled it out across the country, we're still 48 to 50% of the box office. Now, for instance, when studios hire us for doing partnerships with them, we got a movie that was out there this weekend. I know that we pushed for one of the studios. We were 38% of the box office nationwide, which is all comes down to data. We know our subscribers. We know what they like. We know what movies they go to, their genre, all these different things. Nobody else knows that. So taking our data and turning that data into a profit center for us, where we turn around and push people to our movies and to other movies where studios pay us, you know, to do that for the advertising side. Then you look at even like a Gotti. Gotti got incredible, horrible reviews out there. The movie did phenomenal compared to where we thought it was going to do. It actually did 4x better than we thought it would do in the box office. A lot of that was us with MoviePass, pushing our subscribers to go see it. And so when you sit here and you think about our data on our side, it is about pushing people to the theatrical experience, to the movie theater. We buy now about 70% of all tickets for the, you know, for the movies now. But when we push a movie, meaning they pay us, they engage us, we can buy anywhere from, I'd say, 25% to 40% of the box office nationwide. And when you look at us now, how many tickets is MoviePass buying? We're the fourth largest movie chain in America in less than a year. It's AMC first, it's Regal, Cinemark, then MoviePass for what we're buying. And this year, we will transact in buying tickets, subscription, everything else. You're on a run rate, first year, well over $1 billion. So that shows you how it's growing and what's going on, and also just a little bit about how we're using the data, you know, to go forward and how to use it. So that kind of gives you a little bit of backdrop of MoviePass, and I'm not going to bore you with all these other things about different things that we're doing, because I know a lot of it will come from Q&A, if you guys have any Q&A. I know the first question is like, how do you guys make money? We always hear that one. No. But anyway, so I'll open it up now if anybody has any questions about MoviePass, about the data. And as you know, we are a public company, so some things I can't answer, but I'll tell you. Oh, the big data, smart analytics. That's a great question. So Helios was always a big data analytic company. And when I saw MoviePass, the reason why I decided to acquire MoviePass was the data that they had from before. But that was all data based on $19.95, $29.39, $49, which is an interesting point, because we knew all that data for the 4 years, but they only had about 11,000, 12,000 subscribers, but it was a great base to look at the data. I knew if that data was true that they had, and we could blow it out and get more subscribers, it'd be a home run. And obviously, it has been. But for instance, how do we use the data? Fraud detection, for instance. We're scrubbing data nonstop just to look at algorithms that are built to see how many people are, you know, were trying to go to the same movie, how many people were sharing their passwords, how many people were, you know, doing different things that they shouldn't be doing. So that was always the big data side of, and you think about it now, you got over 3 million subscribers going multiple times a month, plus they're also doing search and discovery on the app to see what movies are playing. So there's tons and tons and tons of data, as you can imagine, only going to grow. But on the big data side of being able to break it down in real time has saved us tens of millions of dollars a month, where when we plugged the fraud holes that we were working on, it shaved immediately like 35 to 40% right off the top of, you know, the fraud, which obviously just drops to the bottom line, which is tens of millions of dollars a month now. So fraud was where somebody would go and they'd say they were going to go see Black Panther tonight, and then they go see Black Panther tomorrow, the next day, and they'd have 10 Black Panthers, but they're actually selling the ticket, giving the ticket away, or they were turning around, scalping the tickets. I mean, we've seen it all. We see theaters that are out there. Another way that we're catching them in big data, we see theaters out there that they charge you $9 to go in, but if it's MoviePass, it's $12, which is totally unfair trade and those things, you know. But we're catching theaters doing that as well, you know, just trying to, you know, jump on that. And, you know, like when Mitch always talks about his experience with Redbox in Netflix, but Redbox alone was $160 million a year just in fraud. People would put in the debit card. They couldn't tell. You couldn't discriminate if it was a Visa debit card or not. They take down 25 movies or DVDs and never return them. So there's always that fraud that you're going to be using. And our data on the big data side is what we use for the fraud side, but also, too, for consumer behavior. That's a whole nother, that's the fun stuff, the consumer behavior. What movies do they go to? How many different theaters do they go to? You know, do they, when they travel, do they use MoviePass? There's a great independent research that came out by the National Research Group, and Hollywood Reporter did that independent study. You should look it up online. It was very interesting about our data of what they found even independently of what we do. Any other questions? We do not sell our data at all. How we make our data available is in like subsets of, they don't know exactly what it is or who the consumer is. But we'll sit there and we can tell a studio that a certain percentage of our people, you know, they want to go to a movie, you know, an action movie, or they want to go to this type of movie. And then we have them partner with us and they pay us. And then we go ahead and advertise to the consumer. But we don't sell the data at all. Oops. Huh?
Let's go. You're engaging.
Oh yeah, let's get right to it.
It's for posterity and recording.
Introduce yourself. I'm Chad Andrews from IBM. So I have to admit, like 3 years ago or so, I went to a conference and Twitch was there. For the first time in my life, I couldn't get the younger generation and how they were watching each other play video games. And I've had sort of a similar business experience with MoviePass. And so the topic here is how to monetize MoviePass. And so correct my math, but it sounds like, so you have about 3 million users, $10 a month. So you've got about, you know, plus fraud, so maybe $250 in revenue. But you said that you're going to be carrying $1 billion liability on what you're buying, correct? So you have about $800 million or so to make up and to be profitable. Is that correct?
No.
Okay.
No. I guess maybe I misspoke. But no, it basically, no, what you're looking at now is you're on a run right now. In the following year coming up, you'll be doing well over $1 billion in transactions, buying tickets, subscribers, everything all rolled into one. But going back to your point on how do you use the data, things have grown so fast, even like how do you use the data for MasterCard? We went from now paying MasterCard to now we're being paid by MasterCard. All kinds of different ways of bringing in revenue like that. But I think our largest on your side, what you're talking about there with revenue and where we are and how much money we have to have, we think right now, I think between now and the end of this year, you're going to need between $150, $180 million. That's it for MoviePass to get to the break-even.
We got a question over here.
Incredible foresight, by the way. Amazing.
What's that?
Incredible foresight. Tip my cap. It's
amazing. Oh, thank you. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of stress. Trust me.
Question over here.
It's a lot of fun.
Hey, yeah, just a question about kind of that personalization aspect you talked about. Are you seeing when you're recommending movies to customers that they're engaging a lot more in going to see more movies because of that personalization aspect you talked about?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially from the independent side, on the movie side, where if a movie's 50 million or below in the box office, you know, the Black Panthers, the Deadpools of the world, people are going to use that. But it's really the ones that I think benefit the most are the 50 million and below, which is the majority of the movies. So, for instance, you know, Three Billboards or I, Tonya or different ones that are out there even now. As you sit there and you go out and push them, we definitely see how much we're increasing the traction to it. Look, we know we're doing 40% of a lot of movies, even higher on some movies, and we know with our own movies, especially coming out down the road, we'll be doing more and more of our own. But absolutely, the data is the key. We do it through push notification, video on the top of the app, moving the movie to the top of the app. We also know if we suggest a certain movie theater, it's over 50% of our people go to the theater that we recommend. So you really are getting a lot of leverage. And I think that's where Hollywood is really, you know, kind of freaking out of that. This little company comes out of nowhere and you got so much leverage where some movies you're 50% of the box office nationwide. I mean, that's just insane in less than a year, you know.
Another question up front.
I'm wondering, with the kind of data you've got and then having your own studio, do you have an intention to basically develop films based on the data that you have?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. No different than like Netflix, where they did, you know, the Will Smith and everybody thought it was horrible, but it worked out great for Netflix, right? I mean, it was a home run for Netflix. It's a whole different, you know, area of what we're looking at from the data side. But we knew, like, for instance, when we bought American Animals, we felt very strongly our purchasers, you know, Zach, who is one of our head guys who purchases movies, he believed that that would play very well to our group, to our membership base, and it has, obviously. I mean, we're, you know, 50% of the box office of that. So, and when you drive that box office, what you have to remember is if we own a movie, like going forward, a couple of movies like starting out right now, we'll own 100% of the movie. So as we push it in the box office with our data, as you're telling people to go see this movie, it's a MoviePass original, et cetera, that drives all the other revenue. Like a deal we would have with like an Amazon or a Netflix for streaming is all based on your box office sales. So the higher the box office, the more money you make on streaming, DVD, retail. And that's really where MoviePass has always planned on making its money on that side, because you're pushing the audience in. Any other questions? Well, that was quick.
Hold on. Not that easy, Ted. Hold on one second. We got one up here, Marty.
I'm Abe Faraj with NBCU. Does MoviePass get more people into the movie theaters? And is there a fine line that MoviePass plays into not wanting people to go too often?
All right, the two questions. Yes, we play a part of, we're buying millions of tickets a month now, right? So definitely getting people back. Millennials were leaving the theater at a rate of 20%. You know, the whole sector was dying. It's gone down for 20 years. This is the first year that it's actually upticked for the movie theater, and we'll see what it comes out this year. Maybe I think it might be 4 or 5%. Well, you know, by coincidence, I think we're buying 7% of all tickets. So definitely we're putting more people in the seats. Definitely giving the millennials an experience of where they never would have gone. They just would have waited for it to come out on Netflix. Especially if they're hesitant on going to a certain movie, with MoviePass, there's no risk. They'll go to that movie, they'll check it out, they don't like it, it was no money out of their pocket. And the second question that you had there was, how does it affect, or how is it gonna affect everybody overall? I think overall, MoviePass, when we get to 5 million subscribers this year, that's really when people are really gonna wake up from the standpoint of realizing that you're controlling a lot of the movies, over 50% of the box office. You know, I mean, that's big size studios as well. And I think that's where you're seeing a full out war against us with like an AMC or whatever. Because to be honest with you, if I was in their position, I'd have a full-out war, too, because somebody's threatening my everyday business. We just happen to be the disruptors out there of that are disrupting the whole channel. And I think you're going to see a lot more disruption come up over the next 90 days from us, which I think is going to flip Hollywood on its ear again. You know, but that's the fun part, and understanding that data helps out for sure.
Another question here up front.
Hi. Do you foresee owning theaters? I mean, if theaters would rather not sell to you because of the discounts, do you foresee, since you're starting to make movies, or do you foresee actually owning theaters so that you can distribute them yourself?
Boy. Interesting. let me answer that in two different things there. One is theaters not joining us, where we have a lot of the independent theaters that have joined us, for sure. When AMC announced they were coming out with their own program, which is really double the price, you know, you're seeing three movies a week, I think it is, we're unlimited. But also, too, you can only go to AMC. So that's only 20% of the marketplace, where we're 91% of the marketplace. Buying theaters, absolutely. We will look at the whole ecosystem and have looked at the whole ecosystem of, you know, what would happen if we did own a theater, we owned the movie, we pushed movie pass, how would that affect what we do on a day-to-day basis? So we look at all that stuff. We also look at data companies. We look at all kinds of different things out there, you know, for M&A activity of what we're looking at, for sure.
Hey, I've got a quick question for you. Is there anything in the data, you know, and I'm understanding that because it's subscribers and you have access, whether they, you know, maybe they authenticate by Facebook, whatever, right? You probably know more about that movie buying consumer than most, just from your initial group of subscribers. Is there anything you're pulling out of that is, you know, a revelation or anything? Is there anything where you're like, wow, that's interesting? Are there moments for you? I'm saying,
sure.
Just knowing you're in this business.
I think, you know, everybody in here, you know, obviously knows much more about data than I do. I love data from the marketing side. But I think, going back to your question, absolutely. We have found where a studio would hire us and say, we think this movie might play better in a blue state or a red state. And we would test it out of what we would see with our base. And sometimes they would be correct, or sometimes it'd be the opposite. We think this movie is going to play really well to females and not male. And we would test the male segment and see it actually played well to males, but it might be a certain age group of males from 18 to 23. So when you really dig down on that data, being able to drive it to the movies and understanding the whole picture of the data, the consumer, and what they want to see when they go to the movie, you know, we believe down the road as we launch other programs where bring a friend to the movies, or, you know, night at the movies where we partake in restaurants and different things like that, we think we'll be able to break it down with data where you're going to be able to see people that like action movies, a male from 18 to 22, they actually prefer, you know, sushi, you know, or they prefer a certain meal. I think you're going to see all kinds of patterns down the road in the future of to be able to serve your consumer better. So when they go to the theater, you know what movie they're going to see, and you want to advertise to them a restaurant to go to, you'll have a good idea. So, I mean, the data side to me is fascinating of what we're getting. And right now, we're the only one that has that kind of data. Even a theater doesn't have that kind of data. And if they do, it's only from AMC. Ours is everybody. All the independent theaters, AMC, Regal, all the big guys. So the data that we have is super data rich.
So that's a good segue to my question, which is, how do you value that data? How do you put a number on that? And for your investors, for the stock market, for yourselves, what's it worth?
Sure.
How do you put a number on it?
To put a number on it, I think, is a challenge right now. I say right now, meaning today. But I think what people will see over next quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, as they start to see the ancillary revenues outside of subscription growing, that's really where you're going to see the benefit of the data because of us with our consumers, you know, what we're doing there.
Could you talk a little bit about how the data would be valuable to the studios in terms of greenlighting projects that might serve underserved audiences? I mean, the marketing of movies today is very heavily focused on blockbusters. There's indications that blockbusters are not performing the way they used to. Yep. And there are audiences out there that are not being served during summer months or certain peak periods of the year.
That's That's a great question, because the green lighting now owning a studio is obviously the key of what we're doing even internally. What movies we will green light ourselves for our audience and what works, what doesn't work. But we're doing it with studios right now where they're looking at different products of what they know work well with us. Because now we've probably promoted movies. Wow, it's got to be in the hundreds of movies now with all the different studios. We have deals with, last quarter, I think we had 18 studios or more. So as we get closer to the studios have actually embraced us, you know, because they are getting that data and they are able to see how to better, you know, feed the audience. And the studios don't necessarily always want to do the blockbuster that's going to cost $100 million to produce. They'd love to have the $10 million movie that's a runaway and does $100 million. So it's definitely used for green lighting. It's definitely used for, we're doing that right now with studios. I've given them ideas of what we think our database would like to see on the movie side.
Hold on 1 second for the microphone, please. Unless you want to yell really loud, like Garrett Morris on Saturday Night. Wait for the microphone. I was joking. I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second.
Is AMC forcing you to change your model? And with MoviePass, you can't see the same movie more than once. Doesn't that hurt your data in terms of trying to find repeat viewers?
Two questions there. Let's see. AMC, are they making us change our model? I look at it the other way. We made them change their model because now they're doing subscription. So even though they said, AMC said it would never work, it's never going to last, it's not sustainable. Look, they got $7 billion in debt. We have no debt, you know. So who's sustainable or not is a debate for Wall Street. But you know, they all told Jeff Bezos he wouldn't last in 1999 either from that standpoint. But going back to your other question about one movie or whatever, it was always in our policies that you could only go to one movie. We just never, it used to be turned on. And then when we launched, we turned it off because the growth was so quick. And it really was a very small number of people that went to the same movie. And then all of a sudden, we saw a huge anomaly where that data started to really ramp up, where they were going to a lot. And then we found out that the people were going to the same movie twice. I mean, you're really not going to go to Deadpool 10 times in my mind. So something's going on there. Common sense tells you if somebody's going to that movie 10 times, chances are there's fraud in there. They're giving the ticket away or whatever they're doing. So, no, they haven't caused us to change our model at all. I mean, we would never follow AMC, you know, with us for MoviePass.
But what about the 3D and IMAX? You're
not changing that, right? Oh, sure. Like, you know, IMAX and all that stuff. We'll change that down the road, and we'll add it. And when we add it, we'll add a premium to it of somehow of where, because it's a more expensive ticket. And we're doing bring a friend now. We're doing, you know, family plans. All those stuff we're rolling out. And that's really what the consumer was after. But now I'd like to think that we made them change their thing.
Christy, quick.
One
Hi
more
there.
Question.
2 minutes.
Yeah, just curious about how you're keeping track of negative data. And what I mean by that is if you're filling seats with people going to a movie, half of them liked it, half of them didn't, how are you differentiating between that? And what are you doing with that negative data if you are able to track it?
A lot of the negative data is like we'll have, you know, did you like the movie? Thumbs up, thumbs down. So it's pretty general right now. But we are doing something very similar to a Rotten Tomatoes that will launch over the next 90 days where our consumers will write about the movie, what they liked about it, what they didn't like about the movie, and also rate the movie, very similar to Rotten Tomatoes. What we've seen with us is, with MoviePass is, which the independent films like, is our consumer is much more likely to be okay with the movie because it wasn't hard cash out of their pocket. So even if they don't like the movie, they're going to go out and say, well, I didn't think it was great. I don't think I'd see it again. But if they paid $10 for it, they're like, I thought it stunk. I thought it was horrible. You know, so it's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out with data. But definitely the studios want us to do that as well from being able to rate the movies. But right now it's strictly thumbs up, thumbs down, and we look at that on different movies.
You could go even so far as to rate the movie theater.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah,
talk about your relationship. Yep. Well, look, we're out of time. First of all, I appreciate you. Mitch was also in Los Angeles with us, as was yourself, early in the year. Thank you for rescheduling to
Thank
this.
Thank you.
And super appreciate MoviePass. Let's give Ted
Thanks
a big
so
hand.
Much.
Thank you.